look down the passage. That spark, it's the dynamite fuse.
It's too late now, too late.
Quick, Preston, you say you're the best shot in the county? Prove it. Shoot out that fuse. Aim just ahead of the spark.
If you hit the dynamite, the whole mine will go.
We've got to take that chance. Steady now. Steady.
NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past, an exciting past, a romantic past. The era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a brand new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, The Riddle of the Dry Well. Frank, Bart, and Inza are still at the Golden Bar Ranch in Arizona, where they are spending part of the summer as guests of Bart's father, Mr. Hodge. As our story opens today, it is a hot, dry afternoon, and Mr. Hodge and his three guests are riding along a desert trail not far from the ranch.
Yes, sir, this country sort of grows on you. I didn't like it much when we first came out, but the longer I stay, the better it looks to me.
Yes, I know, Mr. Hodge. It's so different from the country back home.
It'd be perfect if it weren't so dry. Look how much trouble this dry spell is causing here in the valley right now.
Yes, it's a pretty serious thing, Bart. If we don't get some rain soon, it looks like most of the people will have to pack up and move away.
It's a strange thing, too. I can't understand it. Grody, the foreman, was telling me they've never run short of water before.
Well, maybe he was just trying to make it seem unusual so that you wouldn't change your mind about buying the place.
I thought so at first, too, son, but everyone I talk to here in the valley has the same story to tell. They swear this has never happened before.
Oh, isn't that the Baldwin farm up ahead, Mr. Hodge?
Yes, that's it, all right. Well, I hope old man Baldwin is in. I want to make sure he comes to this emergency meeting tonight. We can't decide on any plan of action unless everyone in the valley is there.
I don't see what can be accomplished at this meeting anyway, Dad. If there's no water, there's no water.
Wonder how it happens Mr. Baldwin runs a farm here in the valley. Everyone else has a ranch raising livestock.
Well, I was speaking to Grody about that, Enza. It seems Baldwin first came out here some 30 years ago in 1870. He was one of the first settlers.
That's right. And at first, the ranch owners tried to drive him out. But he stuck his ground and made the farm pay.
Well, I admire him for that.
Yes, my dear, so do I.
Listen to that.
That shot came from out there behind Baldwin's barn. There may be trouble here. Come on.
Look, there's Baldwin now. He's threatening someone with a gun.
Don't, Mr. Baldwin, don't. I didn't take any, I swear.
Baldwin, hold on there. What's going on?
What? Oh, it's you, Mr. Hodge. Why, this low-life skunk. I caught him stealing water from my well.
Who is that man, Frank?
He's a small-time rancher. His name is Jode.
Well, Jode, what about it?
I wasn't stealing any, Mr. Hodge. Leastways, I don't aim to steal it. I was just borrowing a little.
Well, whatever you call it, you were taking it. I ain't got enough water for my own wants right now, much less for your livestock.
It wasn't for my stock, Baldwin. It was for my family. We're desperate. Our well's bone dry now.
Well, I can't help that. Mine's nearly dry, too. Now, get off my place.
Would a gallon of water help any, Jode?
It sure would, Mr. Hodge. It might mean the difference between life and death to my family.
All right, then. Stop over at the Golden Bar. Tell Grody I said to give you a gallon.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hodge, I sure will. And much obliged. I'll go right now, pronto.
And good riddance, too. Mr. Hodge, why do you want to help that shiftless desert rat?
Because he needs help, Baldwin. We all do until this water shortage is over.
Well, I reckon that part's true enough, but that Jode never could make a go of his place, water or no water. Why, he ought to sell out to someone who can manage land.
Well, a man hates to sell the only piece of land he owns.
Yeah, who should know that better than me? But if this water situation don't get any better, that's just what I'm going to do. I can't stay here and watch my whole farm dry up.
Well, that's why I rode over here to see you. We're having a meeting tonight at the courthouse in town. Every rancher in the valley will be there. We hope to find some way to beat this drought. Will you come?
Meeting, eh?
Yes.
Well, even if I am just a farmer, I need water just as bad as you ranchers. You bet your life I'll come. And I want to see some action.
So the meeting must be about ready to start now, Bart. There goes your father up on the platform.
Well, they've got quite a crowd here, haven't they? I didn't realize there were so many ranchers in the valley.
Pardon me, ma'am, but is that seat taken?
Well, no, it isn't. Sit right down.
Thank you. Say, you folks are new around here, aren't you?
Oh, yes, we're just visiting the Golden Bar for the summer.
Oh, I see. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm George Kirby.
How do you do?
Sir? How are you?
What ranch are you from, Mr. Kirby?
Why, I don't come from any ranch. I'm a miner. I've been working mines this part of the country for 30 years.
But I thought that all the mines around here had shut down long ago.
That's right, they have. But I hear Mr. Preston's thinking of opening up his mine again. That's why I'm sticking around these parts for a while.
Mr. Preston? Isn't he the rancher who's acting as chairman for this meeting tonight?
He's the one, ma'am. There he is, right up there on the platform. Matter of fact, looks like he's going to get the meeting started right now.
All right, folks. All right. Now, if we can have a little quiet, we'll get this meeting started. That's better. Now, as you all, we're faced with a serious water shortage here in the valley.
Now, of course,
we've had dry spells before. This time, looks like all the wells around here are going dry.
Well, we all know that, Preston. What we want to know is what can be done about it. Why are the wells drying up?
There's our friend Jode again, Frank.
That's the very reason we've called this meeting, Mr. Jode.
Well, all I know is something better be done fast. Otherwise, all us small ranchers are going to be forced to sell out and move away.
That's right. Now, folks, we won't get anywhere this way. Of course, we'd all like to know why the wells are going dry, but the fact remains, they are. And until we get some rain, we've got to figure some way of getting enough water for all the people here, to say nothing of their livestock. Now, are there any suggestions?
Mr. Preston?
Oh, Mr. Baldwin over there wants to say something. What is it, sir?
What about all the ranchers pooling their water? They're saving it for personal use instead of using up so much for their cattle.
All right, that's all very well for a farmer to say, Baldwin. But we can't let the cattle die either.
Well, you wouldn't have to. Why not drive them all over to Sulphur River? Why, there's plenty of water there right now.
No, I'm afraid that wouldn't work. Water in Sulphur River is undrinkable. It's no better for cattle than it is for man. Nope, I'm afraid that's no solution. How about you, Mr. Hodge? You have any suggestions?
Mr. Baldwin has one good point. I think we should devise some method of sharing what water we have until some other means of relief is found.
He's right, Bart. It's the only way.
Yes, but it doesn't look like they'll agree.
Yes, I know. Those of you who have barely enough water for your own use don't want to share it. But this is for the good of the whole valley. And believe me, unless some relief comes within the next week, it looks to me like we'll all have to sell out and move away.
Yeah. Well, look, Frank, this is that Sulphur River they were talking about in the meeting last night.
Yes, I see. The water's high enough here, all right.
Why was it they said it couldn't be used for cattle?
Oh, my father explained that to me, Inza. It seems that there are alkali and other mineral deposits on this side of the ridge that pollute the water.
Oh, it's a shame. If that water were only good, it would be the solution to the whole problem.
Well, if Grody is right about that spring he remembers out this way, maybe we'll get enough water to last us a little while at least.
I wouldn't count on it, Frank. If all the other wells in the valley have dried up, this spring probably has, too.
I know, but it's worth the trip to find out.
Here's the River Fork, Frank. Didn't Grody say the spring was right here?
That's right. Should be in the side of this hill right over here. Whoa, boy.
Oh. Well, this must be what he means, Frank, right over here. It doesn't look like much of a spring, though.
No, it doesn't. It seems to have dried up, too.
Well, there's a little trickle of water coming down. If we wait long enough, we might be able to fill one of the barrels.
That's what we'll have to do. Come on, Bart. Give me a hand with this barrel.
Right.
Easy, Bart.
Right,
swing around. There. Now, let's set it so the water drops into it.
Looks to me like a pretty slow process, Frank.
Yes, it'll probably take a couple of hours for this to fill up. But we have no choice. You set it right down here.
Well, I guess there's nothing to do now but wait.
Frank, come here a minute.
What is it, Ansa? Come on, Barney.
Look up the river there. Do you see what I see?
What? It's a waterfall.
For sure. It's coming out of the side of that cliff and runs into Sulphur River. Oh, but I suppose it's the same kind of water as the river water.
But, Bart, it might not be. It might be fresh water.
You're right, Enza. At least it's worth investigating. Come on, let's find out.
You know, if this is actually fresh water, Frank, well, there's enough here to keep the valley going for a couple of days.
I know. Here, let's see.
Is it fresh, Frank?
Yes, Ince, it is.
Oh, and look at it running into the river. That's a crime, all that water going to waste.
What puzzles me is where it's coming from.
It seems to be flowing out of that opening up there near the top of the cliff.
Yes, but if that were a regular spring, everyone in the valley would know about it. You know, there's something strange about it. If we could only get up to that opening some way.
Hey, wait, Frank. I just remembered something. Preston's mine. The entrance is on the other side of this mountain, almost directly opposite that opening up there.
Of course, Bart, you're right.
But what does that mean?
Well, it might mean that the Preston mine is flooded, and the water's draining out right here.
Oh, but, Frank, how could the Preston mine be flooded when the whole valley's drying up?
That's exactly what I'd like to know, Bart. Now, first, we'll fill these barrels with fresh water. Then I think we'd better drive up to the mine entrance. There's something going on here, and I'd like to know what it is. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Well, this is it, but I don't think we're going to get in.
Oh, that's funny. The entrance is sealed with an iron door.
Look, there's a lock on the door, too.
Well, it doesn't look like we can get into the mine from here. I guess we'll have to go around.
You folks looking for something?
Oh, Mr. Preston, we didn't see you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Preston. We didn't mean to be trespassing.
Oh, it's all right, boys. I just came up to look over the mine myself. I see it's locked.
Why, yes, sir. Don't you have a key?
Well, I suppose I do, somewhere back at the ranch. I didn't bring it along. That's strange. I don't remember ordering it locked up.
I was just wondering about that. I'd heard the mine wasn't much good anymore, but I suppose you have machinery in there that you want to protect.
Well, no, not to my knowledge. I gave orders long ago to have all the machinery removed and stored. Never intended to work the mine again.
Why is that, sir? Did the vein of ore run out?
No, not entirely. Still some ore in there, but a couple of years ago, we ran into a subterranean lake at the bottom of our main shaft.
A lake?
Yes, and that meant a big pumping job. When I saw I'd be removing the ore at a loss, I ordered the mine shut.
I see.
But now, young man, I've answered a great many questions for you. Perhaps you'll answer one for me.
Why, yes, sir. What is it?
Why are you folks so interested in this mine all at once?
Oh, we didn't mean to pry into your affairs, sir. It's just that we saw some signs that indicated this mine might be flooded, and we wanted to investigate.
Flooded? During this dry spell? You must be mistaken.
Well, perhaps, but I don't think so.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. When I get back to the ranch, I'll look for that key. Might drive back up here later on, see for myself. I'll let you know if I find anything.
All right, sir.
Well, I guess we'd better be getting back to the Golden Bar ourselves.
Yes, Frank. Mr. Grody will be happy to hear about this water we found.
No, not yet. I'm more curious than ever about what's in that mine.
Well, we can't go in. You can see for yourself the door's locked.
Well, that opening on the other side of the hill looks large enough.
But there's no way to reach it, Frank. It's right in the middle of the cliff.
I think Bart and I can make it, Ince. Isn't there some rope in the wagon?
Oh, sure. I put a couple of lassos in there before we started.
Good. We can secure them at the top of the cliff and climb down to the opening.
Good idea, Frank. You know, you've got me wondering what's in that mine, too, now. Let's get started.
Take it easy, Bart. There's the ledge.
Yeah, I've got it. Gosh, what a climb.
Frank, Bart, are you all right?
We made it, Ince. Stay there and watch the wagon. We'll be up in just a little while.
All right, Frank, but be careful.
We will. We're right about this opening, Frank. It's large enough to get into.
Now, we'll have to wade through the water, that's all. Come on.
It's pitch black in here. Better light our lantern.
That's just what I'm doing, Dwight. Ah, there we are. Seems to be a regular mine tunnel. Come on, we'll walk a little way.
Well, this water's coming from up ahead somewhere.
Yes, I want to find the source.
Wait, Frank. Stop walking. Hear that?
Yes. That's a pump, Bart. I was right. There's something very wrong here. Come on, that direction.
We must be getting close to the pump now. Maybe it's just around this bend.
There it is, Bart. It's a good sized one, too. No wonder that water is running out of here so fast.
But where's the water coming from? Oh, wait. Here's a pipe. Seems to go down that steep shaft over there. I don't understand this at all.
I think I do, Bart. This is the answer to the drought in the valley.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you in a minute. First, let's stop this pump. Let's see. Yes, this should do it.
Why did you do that? How's this the answer to the dry wells in the valley?
It's just a guess, Bart. I don't know enough about geology of this country, but I'd be willing to gamble on being right. I think the source of all the valley wells has been a subterranean lake here in this mountain.
Oh, I get it. The same lake that Preston mentioned, the one that closed his mine.
Exactly. I think this pipe taps that lake.
Well, wait a minute.
That means that someone has been deliberately pumping the lake dry and spilling the water through this mine shaft into Sulphur River.
That's my guess.
Well, why would anyone do that?
There could be a lot of reasons. For one thing, a few more days without water would ruin most of the ranchers in the valley.
Well, that's true, it would. Whoever did this might have done it for revenge.
Either that or to buy up a great deal of valuable property for a song.
Well, we don't have to look far to find the man behind this.
Hold on, Bart. I know what you're thinking. This is Preston's mine, but that doesn't necessarily prove anything. We've got to have evidence to trap the man behind this.
It's not going to be very easy.
Maybe it will be. Look at this cotter pin holding the valve in place.